Blog Talk Radio.
Your grace and mercy brought me through. I'm living this moment because of you. And I want to thank you and praise you too. Your grace and mercy brought me through.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Morning Words of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of the Church of Christ at Redan Road, located in Lithonia, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. He will also be presenting our words of encouragement for today. We ask you all to please stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Bradshaw, you are on the air.
Good morning, everybody, everywhere. What a beautiful day. If you haven't looked outside, if you're just not getting up, you haven't looked outside, boy, you're going to miss it. You're going to miss this. It's a beautiful, beautiful morning. Good morning, everybody, everywhere. This is the first day of June 2022. We're moving right along, 6 months in the year, right by now. And if you've noticed that song, Your Grace and Your Mercy, if you notice one of the phrases in there said, I'm living this moment because of you. And I'm just wondering how many people really believe that, Most people think that's because they take vitamins, because they go to the gym, because they do some walking, they do some mountain climbing, you know, all that kind of, they drink some of them smoothies and all that kind of carrying on. You know, all of that helps to sustain us. But the real reason that you're on this program this morning, that you're living and that you're alive, and it's because of God's grace and mercy. In the very beginning, God breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And so regardless of what you believe, and you'd be surprised, maybe some of you would, some of you wouldn't, there are still plenty atheists in the world today. Sometime when you're in the grocery store at Sam's or Kroger's or Publix or wherever you shop, and you standing in line, you really don't know who you standing in line behind or in front of. I know you don't know anything about their religious belief. You don't know anything about their humanity of belief. All you know is that you're there to get a loaf of bread and you just happen to see that he's got some peanut butter or something of that sort. But life is real strange nowadays in 2022, and you really don't know what's on people's mind when you're driving down the road. And I try to tell my grandbabies who drive, it's not your driving. Sometimes it's other people's driving. So that phrase that they used to use, you have to drive defensively, is true. It's because you may be doing everything right. You may be going down the road driving by the book, but you don't know that the guy in front of you, beside you, or who you're going to meet at the intersection is on drugs, on dope, on something. You just don't never know what's going on with him. And you can see some weird stuff going on down the road. And so drive defensively. But the song says, your grace and mercy, and we are here by God's grace and mercy. One of the thoughts I want to ask you about this morning is the idea of what does hinder me to be baptized. What does hinder me to be baptized? We'll have some friends, relatives, people that we meet in different places, in our workplaces and everything, and we just wonder what's on their mind about being baptized into the body of Christ. Well, there are several reasons. There are several reasons from that, but in the book of Acts, chapter 8, and verse number 36 through 37, we see the account of the Ethiopian eunuch, and I'm pretty sure that everybody on this call this morning is sort of familiar with that particular story of the Ethiopian eunuch and Philip. And in verse number 36 and 37, it says, and as they was on their way, they came into a certain water, and the eunuch said, see, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. You know, sometimes we have people who say, well, there's no formula. There's no formula in the Bible for obeying the gospel. But here's one right here when he says that I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. We still have atheists on earth today in Atlanta, Georgia, in some of your acquaintances that you don't know anything about. They don't believe in God. They don't believe that God made the universe begin as a bang or boom. They don't believe in the hereafter. And one reason that we notice that some don't believe in the hereafter is because there's so much meanness going on the face of the earth today. Those who are killing people from different races and things of that sort, somebody must not believe in the hereafter. They must think that they really are accomplishing something on the face of the earth, their goal or whatever that madness is that's going on with them. And so we still have people who have not settled in on that. I met somebody not too long ago I'm talking about young people. I ain't talking about old people. I'm talking about young people who still don't believe in God. And matter of fact, one of the saddest situations is that we've had a lot of our young people who were brought up in the Church of Christ and who were brought up in several of our base religions, and they go off to college
and depending on what professor they meet or somebody on that campus. And the next thing you know, when they come home for summer break or some other kind of break, don't even believe in God no more. They think that they got some new ideas and about some things, and it's just a sad situation. But here he asked the question as they went on their way. First thing we notice is he said, "See, here's water." So we know that salvation, we know that getting into the body of Christ has something to do with this moisture, with this water. It's not sprinkling and it's not pouring, but he said, "See, here's water." And when he made that statement, he said, "See, here is enough water to do what we're trying to do." And Philip said to him, "If thou believest with all thine heart," that's where getting into the body of Christ first starts. Is us believing that Jesus Christ is. And the Bible says that he commanded the chariot to stand still, and they went both down into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and baptized him. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit called away Philip, that that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. That particular passage indicates that we are part of God's plan. A man is because the Spirit is the one that told Philip to go down there, and the eunuch didn't even know the Spirit had anything to do with that in the first place. And the angels, which are messengers, he didn't have a clue that the angels had set that thing up, and how he would even be running into Philip at that particular time. And so we really need to look at this idea of some people that we meet today. Why are they not being baptized? But here, what does hinder me from being baptized? Well, the first thing I want to mention is from hindering some people is unbelief. But that's the key to start. You got to believe what's going on in Hebrews 11, verse number 6. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. But without faith, it's impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that then seek him. So one of the first things I want to recommend, what doth hinder me to be baptized, is unbelief. You've got to start off in that. And the other thing is, it's the lack of teaching blocks the way of many people. They just have not been properly taught. And as we used to say, you can't be taught wrong and baptized right. It just won't work. And so a lack of teaching blocks some from obeying the gospel of Christ. And Christ said in Matthew 28, verse 19, he says he wants you to go and to teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. So one cannot ignorantly or unlearned, that word ignorant don't always mean stupid and everything, but one cannot ignorantly obey the gospel in an unlearned situation. And so that's two things right there that hinders one from obeying the gospel of Christ. The another one is impenitence hinders some. You just refuse to do what's right. You refuse to change from one direction to the other. You refuse to accept God's way. You just are a person who just won't repent. In Luke 13:3, I tell you nay, but except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. Repenting, changing our attitudes and our mode of direction is very important. And then another reason that hinders one from being baptized is that they're involved in human creeds, catechism, prayer books, disciplines, and manuals. And our baptism requires much water, according to Acts 8 and verse number 36. And John 3 and verse number 23, he says, John was baptized in there because there was much water. And some say that all you need to do is to be sprinkled or poured or whatever that is. And all you have to do is just believe. You don't have to do nothing else, which is not true. And they came up out of the water. So there was enough water for that. So why be baptized? Be baptized to fulfill all righteousness. You be baptized because that you want to be saved. You be baptized because you want remission of your sins. You be baptized because you want all your sins washed away. So there are many reasons why one refuses to be baptized. But here's the thing. We need to sing that old song, Pass Me Not. Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Hear my humble cry. Why on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Trusting only in thy merit, would I seek thy face. Heal my wound and broken spirit, save me by thy grace. Thou the spring of all my comfort, more than life to me. Whom have I on earth beside thee, whom in heaven but thee? Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. Why art others thou art calling? Do not pass me by. Our prayer is today that there will be some among you, among your friends, among your family and everything, that would accept Jesus Christ as their Savior through hearing his word, believing with all your heart, repenting of your sins, confessing faith, and then buried with him in baptism and have your sins completely washed away. This makes you a member of the body of Christ, the church of Christ, the one that you can read about in the Bible. Father, we're trying to be a blessing to somebody today. We're trying to be a blessing to somebody today. We ask a special blessing upon all those who may be in the hospital, hospice, those who are bereaving at this time. Be with those who might travel this weekend to Kentucky for the funeral for Emma Page, who passed away, who Anita Barton's sister. And so we just pray for that family today. Jesus, love you. He died for you, and he's coming again, and try to have a super-duper week.